Now on WAKG, from the entertainment capital of the world, here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carol Metz. How are you doing?
I am doing well. And you know what? Last week, I forgot to do something, and that was to wish you a happy birthday. So happy birthday to you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Carol.
I would sing.
Another year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It beats the alternative, right, Doug?
It does. It does. It does beat the alternative. I'm glad to have another year. I hope I have another 50.
I know. And look at it like this, too. All the wisdom that you now have.
Oh, gosh, I've got so much. I can give some away.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And, you know, being out there in Hollywood, there should be some takers, I'm thinking.
There might be. Let's hope so.
All right. Big story. This kind of broke Valentine's Day and the day after. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, no more.
Right. No more. You know, this thing broke on the 15th, right? Exactly right. Right after Valentine's Day. And I'm sure it broke a lot of people's hearts, but yeah, they're done. They're legally separated right now, and you know, this story just keeps going on and on and on. And you know, some of my sources are telling me that this thing happened way back in 2017, that right around December or so, that they really called it quits. And some of my people are saying that he really never lived in her mansion over in Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
That you could tell when friends would come over. You know, I'm sure. You know, Big Charlie has stuff around the house where you know he lives there.
Oh, yeah. There's socks everywhere. Trust me. Yeah.
Socks everywhere.
Yeah.
But people were saying that, you know, they went to her house and there was like two pictures of them together and you didn't really see any clothes or anything. So they're really, you know, thinking maybe he didn't really live there. And in New York where he had his apartment, because one of the main reasons they split up we're hearing is that he wouldn't really leave New York. You know, she loves California. She's a California girl. He loves New York and he kept his apartment in New York. And she rarely visited his apartment in New York.
Well, I don't think I blame her. I mean, Sunshine State to New York City. Yeah, I would stay in California if I could, I think.
Well, yeah, who wants snow and cold? But
yeah,
I do love New York. New York's a great city. But, yeah, people are saying that it might have went on a long time ago. And over the weekend, she went to Amy Schumer's wedding by herself, and Justin didn't go. And then she had this big blowout party, her 49th birthday party, over at her house. And he wasn't there as well. So people started putting things together. So, I don't know. They were engaged back in 2012. And I don't know. People are saying that this whole thing might have been a hoax. But I think, you know, who knows what's going on with them. But I know that she has definitely been texting Brad. They started texting back.
Brad Pitt, her ex that he left her for Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Years ago. But I always thought Jennifer and Brad made a great couple. And as far as Jennifer and Justin Theroux, that didn't ever seem right. The pictures of them together, it didn't seem, I don't know, to me, you can sometimes see a couple together and they look great together. And then sometimes it looks like it's forced. And for
right.
Jennifer and Justin, I didn't see that chemistry, you know, but that was just a picture, so.
Yeah, it was just the pictures. And the big story, actually, that kind of broke yesterday is that we have some sources that looked for their marriage license over in L.A. County, Jennifer and Justin.
Right.
And nobody can find it.
Huh.
Nobody can find their marriage license. You know, they could have gotten married in one of the other 57 counties in California. But people are saying, hey, that's kind of a red flag when maybe, you know, their wedding wasn't really a wedding. So maybe they weren't married legally at all, but, you know, we'll have to, you know, that story's still developing.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's definitely, they're texting, Brad and her texting, and, you know, who knows where that's going to go. But I think all of America is saying, hey, get back together. You were a great couple. We love you. So I'm kind of rooting for them.
I kind of am, too. We'll see how that one plays out. But we do know the marriage between Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston is dead, but Sylvester Stallone is alive and well.
Oh, gosh, Carol, this story, now, I work for a certain company, we can't say the name, but I got probably at least 25 texts over the weekend about this story. Now, Sylvester Stallone, there was a dead hoax on social media that he had died of prostate cancer. I mean, there were pictures of him losing his hair, you know, there were all kind of stories, you know, hashtags, rest in peace, Rocky, it was everywhere. And he finally took to the internet yesterday and said, listen, I'm alive, I'm out, I'm healthy, I'm still punching away. You know, even his brother, Frank Stallone, who had a hit song back in the day, I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
He went on the internet, and he was like, my brother's alive, you know, please stop doing this. But what is kind of funny is that he was reported dead a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Back on Facebook, back in 2016, and he didn't do anything. you know, he just let the rumors go. But this time, it really got to him. You know, I guess being, you know, pronounced dead twice, you just kind of, okay, I'm done.
He was getting texts, too, just to check, I guess. So.
Yeah, he was probably getting texts, too. But, I mean, it was a crazy story because, I mean, everybody was texting me. I mean, this story just really took off. And I found it kind of funny that after the second death, he was like, okay, I'm not dead.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're glad to hear that. Poor Fergie. She is really getting some backlash over the national anthem. So what's going on with all of that?
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, the NBA All-Star game was here in L.A. over the weekend. And, you know, she sang the national anthem. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not, but I've heard a lot about it. And I've heard her comments saying that she truly loves this country and she was just trying to do the best she could. So.
Oh, absolutely. She was trying to do the best she could, and she put this spin on it. And I watched it, and I actually, Carol, thought it was good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was slow, it was sexy, it was really jazzy. But you could see when they panned around to some of the NBA players when she was singing, like one of the guys had his mouth open. He was like, oh my God, am I at a, you know, a club or something?
Okay.
It had that feel, but, you know, she apologized on social media on Sunday. And actually, Josh Duhamel and her son Axel took her flowers on Monday, and we got them out. And they delivered her flowers and said, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You know, you did your best. And she truly does. She said she loves the country. You know, she just wanted to do a different spin on it.
Okay. She just had a bad day. We've all done that. We've all done that. Where we thought were trying to do, it seemed like a good idea at the time, is pretty much my motto. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Mine too, Carol. Mine too, every morning.
All right. So, but Fergie is also getting some support, not only from Josh and her son, but also Mariah Carey.
They're one of our favorite people that we talk about quite often here on the show. We love Mariah here on our show. But, yeah, the one person, and we got her out over the weekend, and one of the photogs asked her, hey, you know, Mariah, do you have any advice for Fergie? And she's like, who cares? You know, these are just haters. You know, people always hate you, and don't worry about what you do. Just be yourself. And, of course, she's gotten away with that for, what, umpteen years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She can because she's the diva. She's the queen of the divas.
She is the diva, and she can do whatever she wants, and she's just telling Fergie to do that. Now that that's great advice for Fergie, I'm sure that's the last person you want on your side. But you know, Fergie's going to get over it. She'll go on. At least it brought some attention to her. You know, she was a judge on The Four. I mean, she was a host on The Four, so, you know, she's getting back in the limelight, but she probably didn't want to get back in the limelight this way.
Probably not. Now, Kelly Clarkson also getting back in the limelight. She got her fame from American Idol, but now she is going to be one of the coaches on The Voice.
Yeah, this Monday, The Voice starts back on its 14th season, and Kelly Clarkson is one of the judges. Now, you know, a lot of people are saying, I can't believe she did that. You know, she should have gone to American Idol. But she was actually contacted by the American Idol reboot, and she turned it down.
Okay, you know, so why? Why did she choose The Voice over American Idol?
You know, she said in an interview the other day, she was like, you know, I really love American Idol. Of course, that's where I got my start. But I've always, you know, thought that I wasn't that, you know, idol person. I always thought I wasn't that, you know, big pop star. And when she was younger, she used to sing opera. I don't know if you know that, but when she started out, she sang opera. And she would sing behind the screens a lot. So you would hear her voice and you couldn't really see her. And that's what attracted her to The Voice. She loves the blind audition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, that's her thing. She's like, if it wasn't for the blind auditions, I probably would have gone to American Idol. But she loves that aspect where you can, you know, hear your voice first and then you see them second. So she's really in favor of that. And I can't blame her.
I can't either. And I have to say, that is my thing about The Voice, because that's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the talent and the voice and that type of thing. But you can't help it. We all do that. We you always judge a book by its cover. I can't help it.
Oh, of course. I mean, how many of these people have you seen be groomed? You know, you see them on American Idol, they start out with the audition. And by the end of the show, they're groomed to this person that just doesn't even look like the person they were at the beginning.
Exactly. And Carrie Underwood is a great example of that. She was that sweet little adorable Midwestern girl.
Absolutely.
Now look at her. Right.
So, look at her. She is just a hot mama.
Yes, she is. All right. Well, Hollywood Doug, thank you so much. We're looking forward to The Voice on Monday night. We'll see how Kelly does. I don't think she's going to take anything from Blake. I'm also looking forward to seeing that report.
Yeah, now that's some chemistry. Her and Blake have some great chemistry. So I hope American Idol gets some of that. I don't know. But The Voice is premiering first. So they've already got the old judge from American Idol, and they're premiering first. they're going to knock it out of the park, I believe.
I think they are. Hollywood Doug, we appreciate your call this week. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all your breaking news. And you also are on social media, and you're constantly updating things. If folks want to find you, what do they do?
Just go to Jason Douglas, The Jason Douglas Show, and I'm out there all over social media. So please, please find me.
Okay, with his microphone. And who was the supermodel that waved to you the other day?
Oh, it was just Heidi Klum, Carol.
Oh, just Heidi Klum. Yes, just Heidi Klum. She threw up the peace sign at you and all. Very cool.
Exactly.
All right. Hollywood Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.